When people think about survival bunkers, they often picture military installations or the hidden shelters of Cold War planners. Today, a new kind of survival infrastructure is being built by some of the richest people on the planet. One of the most talked about examples belongs to Mark Zuckerberg, the billionaire founder of Facebook and CEO of Meta. On the Hawaiian island of Kauai, Zuckerberg has been quietly building a massive private compound that spans more than 1,000 acres. Reports describe multiple mansions, a network of tunnels, and an underground shelter that many observers have called a doomsday bunker. The project has sparked intense curiosity, along with serious questions about privacy, wealth, and the growing gap between how the ultra-rich prepare for disaster and how everyone else does. Why would one of the world's most powerful technology leaders invest so heavily in self-sufficiency and secrecy? What does his compound tell us about the fears shared by many billionaires? And what happens when enormous private wealth collides with the interests of a local community? This article takes a close look at what is known about the Kauai compound, the man behind it, and the broader trend of elite preparedness in an uncertain world. We will separate confirmed reporting from rumor and consider what this all means for the future of survival culture. WHO, the billionaire behind the bunker. Mark Zuckerberg is one of the most recognizable figures in modern technology. He co-founded Facebook in 2004 while a student at Harvard University, and the platform grew into one of the largest social networks in history. Today he serves as chairman and chief executive officer of Meta, the parent company that owns Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and other major products. His estimated net worth has fluctuated with the stock market but has often placed him among the wealthiest people in the world, with figures frequently reported in the range of $100 billion or more. Zuckerberg has a long history of large real estate purchases. He owns property in California, including a home in Palo Alto, and has bought surrounding lots to increase his privacy. He has also acquired significant land in Hawaii over several years. Zuckerberg has publicly described his interest in Hawaii as a place to raise his family, farm, and pursue a more self-sufficient lifestyle. He has shared images of himself ranching cattle and growing food on the island. It is important to separate what is confirmed from what is rumor. Zuckerberg has confirmed owning a large estate on Kauai and has spoken about farming and family life there. Much of the detail about tunnels and an underground shelter comes from investigative journalism rather than official statements. Zuckerberg himself has pushed back on the idea that the underground space is a doomsday bunker, describing it in more modest terms. Still, his wealth gives him the ability to build survival infrastructure at a scale ordinary people cannot match, which is part of why the project draws so much attention. Where? The Ko'olau Ranch compound on Kauai. The compound is located on the north shore of Kauai, one of the oldest and most lush islands in the Hawaiian chain. Kauai is known for its dramatic cliffs, heavy rainfall, and dense green landscape. The property, often referred to as Ko'olau Ranch, is reported to cover roughly 1,400 acres. This makes it one of the largest private estates on the island. The cost of the land and construction has been estimated in the hundreds of millions of dollars, with some reports suggesting the total investment could reach well beyond that figure once every phase is complete. Reported features of the estate. Journalists, including reporters from Wired magazine, have described a property that includes multiple large mansions connected by pathways and, according to reporting, an underground tunnel system. The most attention-grabbing feature is a self-sufficient underground shelter. Reports indicate the shelter is designed with its own energy supply and food storage, allowing occupants to remain independent of outside utilities for an extended period. Descriptions mention features such as a private water source, backup power systems, and living quarters built to function even if the surrounding region loses services. The estate is also surrounded by a privacy wall reported to stand around 6 feet tall in places, along with heavy vegetation that shields the interior from public view. Over the years, Zuckerberg has purchased additional parcels of land around the core property, expanding his footprint and increasing the buffer between the compound and neighbors or public roads. Much of this information comes from investigative reporting rather than official disclosures. Because the project is highly private, some details cannot be independently verified, and figures on size and cost vary between sources. What is clear from public records and reporting is that the compound is enormous, expensive, and built with self-sufficiency and privacy as central goals. For preppers, the design reflects many of the same principles found in serious survival planning, only executed with nearly unlimited resources. Why? The rise of billionaire bunkers. Zuckerberg is far from alone. Over the past decade, a growing number of tech billionaires and wealthy individuals have invested in survival bunkers, remote properties, and self-sufficient compounds. Some have purchased land in New Zealand, others have bought former military shelters or luxury bunker units built by specialized companies. This trend has become common enough that journalists and researchers now study what motivates the ultra-rich to prepare for catastrophe. Possible motivations. Several fears appear to drive this behavior. Climate change is a frequent concern, with worries about extreme weather, rising seas, and disruptions to food and water supplies. Pandemics moved higher on the list after recent global health events showed how quickly normal life can be interrupted. Others point to fears of social unrest, economic collapse, or breakdowns in supply chains. Some wealthy individuals also worry about broader threats such as nuclear warfare or even rare cosmic events like a major asteroid impact, which could disrupt life on a global scale. Zuckerberg has downplayed the doomsday bunker label attached to his Kauai project. In public comments, he has compared the underground space to something closer to a large basement or storage area rather than a fortress built for the end of the world. He has emphasized farming, family, and privacy as his primary reasons for the estate. Experts who study prepper culture among elites offer a balanced view. Some argue that wealthy individuals simply have the means to act on the same worries many ordinary people share, and that building a safe retreat is a rational response to real risks. Others suggest the trend reflects deeper anxieties about the fragility of modern systems, and perhaps a sense that even the powerful cannot fully control the future. Whatever the reason, the pattern shows that preparedness is no longer limited to survivalists in remote cabins. It has become a serious priority for some of the most influential people alive. What IT means, privacy, secrecy, and controversy. The secrecy surrounding the Kauai compound has drawn significant criticism. Reports indicate that construction workers were required to sign strict non-disclosure agreements, meaning they could face legal consequences for speaking publicly about what they built. This level of confidentiality is unusual even for large private projects and has fueled speculation about what the compound truly contains. Concerns of the local community. For many residents of Kauai, the project raises deeper issues than curiosity. Native Hawaiians and local families have long expressed concern about wealthy outsiders buying large amounts of land. Land ownership carries powerful cultural and historical meaning in Hawaii, where past events stripped many Native Hawaiians of their ancestral territory. When a billionaire acquires more than 1,000 acres and walls it off, some residents feel it limits public access, drives up property values, and pushes local families further away from land their ancestors once used. There have also been reports of legal actions related to smaller parcels within or near the estate, where some land had ownership tied to multiple Hawaiian families. Efforts to consolidate such parcels have added to tension between the desire for billionaire privacy and the interests of the community. Ethical and cultural questions. The compound raises broader ethical questions. Is it fair for one person to control so much land in a place where housing and access are already stretched? Does extreme private preparedness signal a lack of faith in shared systems that protect everyone? These questions do not have simple answers, but they matter because they reflect a wider divide. In the end, the Kauai compound symbolizes something about wealth and preparedness in the modern age. It shows that when resources are unlimited, survival planning can reach a scale most people can only imagine. It also highlights a growing tension. As the powerful build private refuges, ordinary communities are left to ask what happens to everyone else when disaster strikes. The Kauai compound is more than a story about one wealthy man. It reflects a shift in how the powerful think about the future. Fears of climate change, pandemics, unrest, and even rare threats like nuclear conflict or asteroid impacts are pushing many to prepare in serious ways. While most people cannot build tunnels or underground shelters, the core lesson still applies. Self-sufficiency, food storage, clean water, and backup power matter for everyone. Preparedness is not only for billionaires. It is a mindset anyone can adopt at their own scale, using their own resources, to protect the people they care about most.